This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallux's heartbeat.
So, Professor, how long has Body been on the exercise bike?
Not long. Only 8 or 9 hours.
8 or 9 hours? He must have done 100 miles by now.
Well, he can't stop. I've rigged a dynamo up. Until he gets his new heart, it's the only thing keeping him going. Don't worry, he's having a smashing time. He loved the Tour de France.
That's terrible.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I'm more of a cricket man myself.
Well, all the more reason to get his new heart finished. Lab coats at the ready.
Now, we want Body's new heart to be in perfect working order. Most of us are lucky enough to have healthy hearts, but some people are not quite so lucky. A very common problem with hearts that can affect children is called atrial ventricular septal defects.
It's more often called simply a hole in the heart.
1 in every 100 children will have this, so in your year at school, there may be one or even a few children with it. So what does it mean? Let's start by reminding ourselves how a healthy heart works. The heart is a powerful muscle. Blood from the lungs, packed with oxygen, is squeezed around the body by the heart muscle, contracting and relaxing. Between the top right and top left sides of the heart is a wall called the septum that normally separates the blood coming into the heart and the blood flowing away from it. In a person with an atrial septal defect, there's an opening in that wall. Sometimes the hole is tiny, sometimes it's big. It's often impossible to say why some children are born with ASDs. Often it's just the way they developed in the womb. One thing we do know is that leaks are never great.
That's right. Maybe you've got a flat tire on your bike or had a drinks bottle with a hole. At best, leaks are annoying. And at worst, they can cause some serious problems.
This hole in the wall inside the heart lets oxygen-rich blood from the left atrium leak into the oxygen-poor blood on the other side. This means the body won't be getting all the good, rich blood it should.
Quite often, the hole is so tiny that it doesn't cause too many problems. Sometimes they even close by themselves. But larger holes can make it difficult to exercise and lead to you feeling quite poorly a lot of the time.
So how do doctors know you've got one? After all, hearts are hidden inside our chests. Have they got X-ray specs?
It's all to do with the lub-dub.
Lub-dub? The lub-dub. Sounds like a pop band.
No! The lub-dub is the noise a healthy heart makes. When the doctor listens to your heart with his stethoscope, he should hear a lub-dub sound. ASDs cause the heart to sound more, well, swooshy. And that can be a clue. And doctors don't have X-ray specs, but they do have ultrasound machines that can help them find out more about the hole, or they might use other types of heart monitors.
Brilliant. And like Nanobot said, sometimes the holes don't need treating at all. Other times they might want to close the heart with an operation. Then the only leaks you need to worry about are the one on your bicycle tyre. Now Body is lucky because we can make him a new heart in our laboratory. It's not quite as easy to replace human hearts. So here's a tip. Make sure you keep your ticker in top shape.
Ticker tip.
Now, you probably know this already, but smoking cigarettes is one of the worst things you can do to your heart. Cigarettes contain literally thousands of chemicals, which are harmful for your body and heart. Carbon monoxide is one of them, and is actually a poisonous gas. It reduces your blood's ability to carry oxygen. This means less oxygen reaches your organs, including the heart, so it can't pump as efficiently. If you have relatives who smoke, encourage them to stop, because there's nothing to lose and a lot of health to be gained.
And they'll probably smell a lot sweeter too. Talking of smells, that's quite a sweaty smell coming from Body. We better get him off the bike before he blows a gasket.
Professor Hallux's heartbeat, funded thanks to a Heart Research UK Healthy Heart Grant. Find out more and get hands-on at Fun kidslive.com/Hallux.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.